This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Foundations, a weekly program brought to you by the Reformed Church of Christchurch. Hello, I'm Esther Smith. Persecution is not something anybody would want to face. The last of the Beatitudes, or blessings, recounted by Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount is: blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. How can those who are persecuted be blessed? Here's Abel now to help us understand this blessing.
Harlan Popov was the pastor of a Protestant church in Bulgaria. On the 24th of July, 1948, three men came to where he lived and for 3 hours searched through his entire house, turning everything upside down, ransacking his possessions. Then he had to say a hurried goodbye to his wife and to his 9-year-old daughter and to his infant son, who was still asleep. He wouldn't see them for another 13 years. Harlan had been able to continue preaching throughout Bulgaria during the war, even during the Nazi occupation, but this had become more difficult under the communists. They were the ones who arrested him, and for the next 5 months he was kept in a small cell and interrogated and asked to deny his faith and beaten. In a sham trial, he was sentenced to 15 years imprisonment, and during that time he was transferred from one prison to another. At first, he was devastated, for he longed to be with his wife and children and to preach from his own pulpit. But slowly, over a period of time, he began to see that he could have a ministry in prison to others who had also been unjustly imprisoned. That too is dangerous work, and Harlan was often punished for speaking about Jesus and ministering to other prisoners, but he kept on and saw many people come to faith in Christ. Eventually, he was released from prison in 1961, and was able to join his wife and children. After that, he kept encouraging Christians in the free world to pray for those who were being persecuted for their faith. It is a good reminder to us because there are many Christians in the world today who are being persecuted for their faith. It is estimated that more Christians have been martyred for their faith in the 20th century than in the previous 19 centuries combined. Over the past weeks, we've been considering the blessings, or beatitudes, Jesus gave in his Sermon on the Mount, recorded in Matthew chapter 5. The last of these is this: blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. In giving this beatitude, Jesus is anticipating that those who believe in him will be persecuted. But the crowds who were listening to Jesus did not expect this. They enjoyed listening to Jesus, and they expected to be part of his glorious and victorious kingdom in Palestine. These words of Jesus would have been very sobering for them. Many Christians today don't anticipate suffering. Now, that might be partly because of the prosperity gospel that is being preached by some Christian leaders. They teach that if they serve the Lord, then he'll make them wealthy and healthy. They'll be free from sickness and pain and trial. But that's not what Jesus said. Jesus said that Christians should expect persecution because of righteousness. Some people are persecuted for the wrong reasons. They're persecuted because they're fanatical or obnoxious or abrasive or insensitive or overbearing or intrusive, or because they've got a big mouth. Some bring persecution on themselves because of their unrighteous behaviour. Peter warns that you shouldn't suffer because you're a murderer or thief or any other kind of criminal, or even as a meddler. That's not what Christians should be suffering for. In the fourth beatitude, which we've considered previously, Jesus talked about those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. And we saw then that this meant longing to be like Jesus. We are to crave righteousness. But Jesus warns us that we will also suffer because of it. Some will be drawn to us because of who we are, but others will hate us. For some, the gospel is the fragrance of life. For others, it is the stench of death. We are persecuted because light exposes darkness. Good shows up evil. Honesty highlights dishonesty. Your boss may bully you if you don't go along with his shady practices, or his lies, or his overcharging, or his cheating on his GST. People at work may mock you for not laughing at their dirty jokes, or when you turn away from their filthy conversation. Others at school may shun you if you don't join in with their teasing of those who are weak or different. You'll be persecuted because of righteousness. Jesus says that people will persecute you because of me. That is, because you are identified with Jesus. This is because we're fighting a spiritual battle and Satan is out to destroy the church. He has different strategies for doing that. Sometimes he makes people indifferent and lazy and easygoing so they're no use to the kingdom of God and no danger to the kingdom of darkness. But at other times, he uses persecution. At the time of the Reformation, Calvin was training pastors in Geneva in Switzerland. Many French pastors came to train for the ministry, and Calvin knew that all of them would face persecution in France, and many of them would be killed for their faith. So an essential part of their training was on carrying the cross. As disciples of Jesus, they had to deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow Jesus. But this is a warning for all of us. Calvin warned his readers, "Let us not meet our trial ill-equipped." We often say, "Forewarned is forearmed." None of us know what we may be called to go through in the future. But let's remember that God will give strength and courage for every and any situation. He has promised that he will never leave us or forsake us. It's this knowledge that allows us to rejoice in persecution. Jesus' disciples did this. Peter and John had been flogged because of their testimony about Jesus, and they left there rejoicing because they had been counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name. Jesus said, "For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Think of those in the Old Testament like Moses, who was constantly opposed by his own people. Samuel, who was rejected by Israel. Elijah, who had to hide in the mountains for a few years. And Nehemiah, who was slandered. Or think of New Testament examples. Stephen was stoned. Peter and John were imprisoned and flogged. James was beheaded. Paul was flogged, shipwrecked, beaten, and imprisoned. We may experience persecution, but we also look forward to the kingdom of heaven. The promise of the kingdom of heaven frames these beatitudes. It is the first and last promise, which means that it includes everything in between as well. As a member of the kingdom of heaven, you'll be comforted, inherit the earth, be filled, be shown mercy, and you'll see God. You will have your part in the kingdom of heaven. Jesus puts this even more strongly. Rejoice and be glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Here is an encouragement to persevere through suffering, for you will receive a great reward. and it will be worth waiting for.
You're listening to Foundations on Plains FM 96.9.
Today you've heard Abel Landers reading edited material written by Reverend John Haviland. We've now finished considering the Beatitudes, but we'll continue with more on Jesus' Sermon on the Mount next week. We hope you'll join us for this on Sunday at 10 a.m. or 10:30 p.m. For now, though, goodbye from the Foundations team.
You can contact the Foundations team by sending an email to foundationsonplains@gmail.com. Join us for worship on Sunday at the Reformed Church of Christchurch. Our services are at 10:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. at 63 Cornwall Street.